News headlines, Wednesday, 3rd March. According to AFP News Service, Robert Mugabe has defended new rules to give locals a majority shareholding in big corporations. Our indigenization policy, like the land reform program, is meant to correct historical imbalances in the ownership of our resources, Mugabe said. Meanwhile, a report in the Mail and Guardian said, President Barack Obama announced on Monday he was extending U.S. sanctions on Robert Mugabe's regime for another year, saying Zimbabwe's deep political crisis remained unresolved. Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights reports that on Monday, prison guards at the Harare Rotten Row Magistrates Court detained freelance photojournalist Anderson Manyere and handed him over to the police for taking pictures of some alleged coup plotters without seeking prior permission. Manyere's apprehension is the second one inside 1 week after he was seized last Wednesday by some ZANU-PF youths for covering the demonstration in which they protested against the imposition and maintenance of targeted travel sanctions on their party leaders. According to IRIA News Service, Zimbabwe's still limping economy can provide only a few essential services, so children living along the border cross into South Africa to attend school during the day, or even to see a doctor, often at great risk to their personal safety. The United Nations Children Fund, UNICEF, said the movement of unaccompanied child migrants from Zimbabwe was one of the biggest problems confronting humanitarian agencies in the region. Between 3,000 and 15,000 Zimbabwean children are known to move into and out of their country every month. The Wall Street Journal says that landslides caused by heavy rain in Uganda's mountainous coffee-growing district of Mbale have killed at least 50 people. Police officials said that at least 50 bodies were recovered on Tuesday morning. People close to the situation say that the death toll is expected to rise because at least 300 people are missing. Uganda is experiencing above normal rains, and the country's weather agency has forecast the heavy downpours will continue up to May. UNAIDS Executive Director and United Nations Undersecretary Michelle Sidibe last week commended Botswana for achieving universal access to HIV/AIDS treatment. Botswana has succeeded in giving her people treatment. Mortality has been reduced by at least 50%, and the mother-to-child transmission has virtually been eliminated, he said. AFP reports that on Monday, gunmen kidnapped three sports journalists working for an African satellite channel in the oil-rich and restive Niger Delta in Nigeria. World soccer governing body FIFA on Tuesday brushed aside lingering doubts about South Africa's readiness for the World Cup. South Africa has poured 33 billion rand into preparations for the tournament. FIFA says that 2.2 million of the 2.9 million tickets have already been sold, even though fewer foreign fans are expected to attend. South Africa is banking on 450,000 foreign visitors, though the actual number could be lower, with many fans overseas still recovering from the shock of the global recession.